Blog Talk Radio.
No need for conversation when the clothes come off. Just use your body to communicate your thoughts. Ain't your mama ever told you if your mouth full, don't blow? No need for conversation when the clothes come off. Just use your body to communicate your thoughts. Ain't your mama ever told you if your mouth full, don't blow? No need for conversation when the clothes come on.
When the clothes come on.
I'm done with all this verbal shit, girl. Can we get nasty? Flex the shoulders while I bend you over, over and over. Strokes you pull me closer, taking caution. Show me what puts on your mind now, please. Speak to me between your thighs. I was lost in you.
Why
girl, I get lost in you.
Now that's off your chest, I just need you focused. Chill and take a breath. Open, let it flow and catch your vibe on me. Girl, conversing ain't that deep.
No need for conversation when the clothes come off. Just use your body to communicate your thoughts. Ain't your mama ever told you if your mouth full, don't talk? No need for
can we get nasty? Flex the shoulders while I bend you over, over and over. Strokes you pull me closer, taking caution. Show me what puts on your mind now, please. Speak to me between your thighs.
I was lost in your world,
girl.
I get lost in your
curves. Now that's off your chest, I just need you focused. Chill and take a breath. Let it flow and catch your vibe on me. Girl, conversing ain't that deep.
No need for conversation when the clothes come out. Just use your body to communicate your thoughts. Ain't your mama ever told you if your mouth full, don't talk? No need for
you.
time has come to show and prove I've seen enough. I wanna feel the truth. Put your voodoo on me, babe. Kiss my lips and curse me, babe. Show me how you do your magic, babe. Lead me to your secret jungle, babe. There you go again, girl, on my mind. Whoa. You in my dreams all the time. Whoa.
Your eyes and know you lose it. I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn star, oh God.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. You as real as they come. But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You know that well. Where'd I throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't ask me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no.
Oh, still, it's you. You make me feel. You make me feel. Change me with no hands. Hold me with your eyes. Unwind me with your mind tonight. Speak with no words. Show me in the more yours. Show me in the more yours.
All that you want. All that I need. Eyes are like the smoke. Linger on me. All that you are. All that I need. Eyes are like the smoke. Linger on me. You saw me so hard. Finally breathe. Finally breathe. Finally me. You saw me so hard.
Good evening, everyone. I am Miss VIP, and you are in the erotic zone tonight. Yes, that's right. I said it. Me and my sultry diva, La Perla Negra. It's going left tonight, people. Okay? Diva, how are you?
I'm in a mood.
I see.
Girl.
All right, now.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's all good, though.
I heard
it's all
that.
Good.
That's what's up. Well, let's get the formalities out of the way. This show tonight is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got my links on, Diva. Do you?
I definitely got my Raw Links on. I keep them on, girl. Yeah.
All right, now. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Epiphany Radio Universe, as one of my New York Jones calls it. Tonight, our subject is a little risque, and it is, okay. Would you perform self love on yourself, you know, in front of your partner, or masturbate in front of your partner? Would you do it or not? So we're talking about it tonight. And I'm just going to come right out and say it. Me, myself, and I, yes, I would. I have done it. When you'll see it in my piece when I spit it, but when you have distance between you, like them long-distance relationships, hell yeah, you know, you got to keep it hot, you got to keep it spicy. So that's how I see that. So Diva, what about you?
Well, before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Mata, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, because you know without him, there would be no us. And I think we should give him the phone number to call in too, just in case
somebody
calls
up
or something. Area code.
All right.
It's area code 319-527-6300. Now, as far as me doing it, I have had phone sex several times, but I am waiting to experience that right in front of him, masturbating, pleasing myself. You know, I'm a freak, but I've never, you know what, I would start it, but they mm-hmm. just would get so, whoever it was I was doing it from, they was just so excited. They jump on me and wouldn't let me have the total experience of, you know, allowing mm-hmm. them to see me pleasure myself. So I'm still with, you know, that's one thing that I have not done. That still remains a fantasy of mine. So, you know, yeah,
and
I would
know,
love to do that.
And I can dig that because I don't think I've done it in front of my partner either. Like you said, I would start a little bit, a little something, something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he starts a little something, something. I'm like, woo. And by the time I got mm-hmm. the woo out, I'm getting jumped on. So I understand that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very, if you are not very inhibited, in which I am not, all my mm-hmm. inhibitions are out the window, honey, especially if it's the mm-hmm. one that makes you feel right, you know. It's very, very sensual, very sensual,
absolutely.
Very erotic, and mm-hmm. I can kind of understand them wanting to participate, but I just would like that one time to, you know, experience, just that one time, just to get my rocks off and see, you know, and then see the reaction afterwards, so, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all good, though.
I mean, cause,
I'm going to get it going.
There you go. Because when you do video sex, you know what I'm saying? That's how I do it, you know, like, as you say, phone sex or whatever. But it's something that I don't do very often because, you mm-hmm. know, you have to be with the right person. Like you said, it has
right.
to be the right person. And you know, like, now if you're together, then there's nothing, mm-hmm. not one thing taboo in the bedroom.
You got that right. Well, ain't nothing taboo in my bedroom. I know that. And ain't nothing been taboo
right.
in here. I don't know how long. So.
Right.
But, it's nothing like having that energy right in the same proximity. You know, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Though I'm very sensitive to energy, it's a whole different animal when you have that man right there in front of you. You know, let him sit back and just look.
mm-hmm.
And just watch you get it. Girl, I'm going to get that one day. That's on my bucket list. That's a damn shame I got to say my bucket list now.
That's
what it is.
Exactly. And it has to be the right person, of course. It has to be.
Absolutely.
So it, like I said, it just doesn't happen with anyone. So it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But Diva, I'm ready to hear your piece because I've been waiting for this ever since.
Ever since
the topic was thought of. Okay, I've been waiting.
You sure you ready for this, girl? Okay.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to get yours out the way first? All right. Here
what's
go.
Out the way? Oh no, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. Next to licking her, her eyes were his favorite. He was her dom. But he gave her one night out of every month to do exactly what she wanted to please her. He would become her sub, her more than pleasing him. She knew that looking at her reaction to certain actions he'd take was part of him. She was in love with her dom, but never would admit it for fear of him canceling their relationship. One of the rules was never fall in love. So she did an excellent job of keeping her emotions well hidden. He even allowed her to choose the night of her pleasuring herself, as long as she got his permission. Tonight she chose to express her feelings without words, and she knew the risk she would be taking giving in to her emotions, but as time went on, it had become the hardest thing to do. suppressing her love for him for a whole year. She found it literally impossible anymore. It was Friday, and that was his usual red room play. She knew he turned into something animalistic in the Redland. And she took it, wait a minute, I'm sorry, and she looked at it as kind of having an upper hand, knowing he had to control himself and give her control. They shared a meal over a conversation, and she asked him to join her in the red room. He got so excited, he almost forgot he was a gentleman by getting up so fast and rushing past her, almost knocking her over, but he stopped, pulled out her chair, and took her hand. This is a story, y'all. Be patient. She asked him to go ahead without her, that she had something for him. He nodded and entered the room where the red light was already on. He saw a note on the bed telling him to sit in the chair. He sat and anxiously awaited her gift from him. She walked in dressed in a sheer red covering. Her nipples were erect, and he could smell her sex from the door. She approached slowly and stood in front of him and asked him to hold on to her garment, not to release it. He nodded and grabbed part of it. As he held it, she climbed on the bed and the sheer material slid off of her body and hit the floor. The visual caused his breathing to become intense. And she turned to face him, with legs spread and knees drawn up, exposing all her pink wetness. He wanted to tie her up and just have his way, but he was a man of his word, so he stayed seated. She asked him, "Are you looking at me?" He said, "Yes." There was almost a tone of demand in her voice, and that made his dick jump. When he answered, his energy went straight to her pussy, and she threw her head back and slid her finger back and forth across her clit. She looked up at him again and asked, "Are you still looking?" He said, "Yes." She said, "Touch it for me, please." He grabbed his dick. She said, "Stroke it for me, please." And he did. She moaned and laid back, caressing and squeezing her breast and fingering her pussy, craving him to enter her. But she moaned and fingered herself faster until she began to come. He couldn't take it anymore. He had to taste her. So he jumped up out of the chair and onto the bed as she was climaxing. He moved her hand out of the way and stuck his tongue straight in and placed his top lip over her clit. He darted his tongue in and out as this brought about a stronger climax. She was delirious with pleasure. He put both lips on her clit and sucked and flickered it with his tongue. And she gushed and squirted and called out his name. Squirted in his mouth, and over and over and over again, she came. Then she heard the words, "I love you," as she passed out. To be continued. And that's that piece.
Diva, you're right. That was a a bedtime story.
Okay. There's more to come.
And pun intended.
Now, Diva, I am anxiously awaiting your piece. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right.
This piece is entitled. Oh my goodness. It was the distance. But we took a chance to know each other. Found out we liked each other. Attracted to each other. Sexually wanting each other. I thought we'd wait until we were together. But one day, while we were on the phone, he asked to see me. I said no, because I wanted to leave something to his imagination. Then the next day, he got mannish, sent me his pic to see what I'd say. I told him I would ride him to deflation, which made him have an instant erection. He called around midnight saying he wanted me. He needed to come, and he wanted me to be the one. I couldn't resist. I already craved his kiss. He asked me to remove my shirt, and he moaned like it hurt because he was hard as wood, like my pierced, pebbled chocolate drops. I was getting wet. He started stroking, and I thought if I wasn't careful, I'd be dripping. All of a sudden, I didn't care. I was bold, stood up and removed my pants, then bent over and removed my panties. He was naked when I looked back. So I sat down, felt my pierced tits, looked at him, then trailed my finger down to my juicy treasure, rubbed my pearl, stuck my fingers in, moaned, pulled them out and licked them. He stroked harder, told me I was beautiful, and after about 10 minutes of mutual pleasure, he said he was close. I spread my legs and told him to shoot it right here. He came within a minute. I said yes, and I came then, and it was good. And that's that piece.
Damn! Damn! Oh, child, I know we done upset some folks tonight. Lord, wait a minute. You said your pierced pedal, what?
Chocolate drops.
Lord, I hear that. I call it a creamy chocolate star, but that's the same thing. What's up, girl? Woo, yes, Lord, I almost disconnected myself, dropping my phone. I'm oh, dear.
Well, dear. That was delicious. Thank you. Goodness. Oh, my.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We're in trouble.
Diva, are you ready?
I ain't got no choice. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I am ready. All right. Oh. Let's bring in my favorite, Poetic. Hey, Poetic.
VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, V.
How y'all doing?
Oh, child. Simmer down a little bit.
I mean, I can see that y'all are doing pretty wetty well.
All right, I'll take that. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
My gracious, this piece, this topic, ladies and gentlemen, if you saw my video earlier, I warned you where we was going tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you did.
And since we're in the erotic tonight, my goodness, go ahead. Ask me your question.
Diva, you asking?
Yes. Poetic.
Yes.
Would you masturbate in front of your partner?
I would.
Mm.
As long as it was ending in a facial.
Oh. My. All righty then.
Wait, I got a question. why a facial? Why not a body part of her choosing?
Because for me, It takes a lot for me to masturbate and stimulate myself, and I really don't like doing it. It's a lot of work. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it where I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Well,
alrighty. Before you get into this piece, can you please give us a rundown for Eclipse of the Universe?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Get Down with yours truly, Poetic. And I have a guest co-host. Tonight it will be the Get Down, Do What You Like. No structure, open mic, just come through.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with the Mrs. VIP. Saturday night is supposed to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, but that may change. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Psych. It's going to be Raw with Brain. Woo, baby.
Yeah.
With Brain and her guest host, for real, the poet Douglas, and she has a surprise for y'all, too. So you may want to tune in so you don't miss it. Tuesday night is going to be War Council Hurt Locker, not Hurt Locker, War Council. Mojave got so many shows. Maybe we should give them Hurt Locker too. Fly Speed, War Council. We had Honey Dripper last night, so we know it's not that. You know what? Just tune in Tuesday night to see what Mojave got going on. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday with the Divas, Sexy Divas of Epiphany Radio. In the Love Zone. Hopefully it'll be the Love Zone with Miss V and La Pearl, La Negra, because I can't keep I can't keep hunting for my black book that I got rid of. So I want to stop hunting for it. And this is the second week now. Ladies, back.
Well, thank you, Sharon.
Yes, thank you very much.
So, now, I know you have something delectable for us to hear.
I do.
So,
fair warning. Fair warning.
Oh, we're ready.
Uh-oh. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called, You Watching Me? Are you looking while I'm stroking? Combining rhythmic movements with oily hand gestures just for this moment. Baby, get on your knees and just lick my balls, please. Look up at me while your tongue massages my large testicles. The slurping sound you make mixed with my moans right out the gate is an instant turn on. I'll masturbate while the lubricant is still warm, just for your pleasure. The up and down motion creates the ultimate trigger. As I'm building up to my climax, your pussy's getting wet, so... But baby, we can't relax, because you wanted to see this. Using your tongue to lick and tease this sensation I'm feeling from the visual and mental stimulation. Then you raise up and rub your breast on my balls. My God, this lubrication. Then you place two fingers inside you, and with creamy cum on your fingers, you slide them into my mouth, and I lick them dry as you head back south to continue this urge for me to shoot my cum all over your face to become the place where I express the greatest pleasure known to man, to release cum at the demand of a woman. And just in that moment, before I bust this nut, don't just kneel there and say what. Taste me before I taste you. Then you'll know it's true. So you see, I need to know if you're watching me. And that's that piece.
Damn.
Ooh, I couldn't find my mute button.
Damn. Well, I ain't gonna say what I was saying, but I was saying something. Lord have mercy. That was absolutely, Lord, the visual. God, that's gonna be a minute before I get that out my head.
I know, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Child, I don't know if I can handle the rest of this show. This is your topic.
Wow.
Very thought-provoking topic.
Yes.
God.
Well, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell you. I got your crown royal, your peach crown royal, and I got the red light on. And a nice, nice chaise for you to relax in.
Absolutely. So, tell Kalindra I'm on my way.
Ooh, Kalindra might need help tonight, baby. Anyway.
Don't go in there disturbing my bartender too much. She got work tonight.
Listen. You don't get to go over there and watch her work night in and night out. You don't see it. I see it.
Oof. But I know she's a hard worker, okay? So just admire her from a distance, okay? Don't disturb her. You're gonna have her messing up people's drinks. She still got a whole hour and a half, 2 hours to go. Come on now. Don't.
If it's one thing that I noticed about this, she's a very good multitasker. Trust and believe, I've seen it. With my own.
That's why I hired her.
Have been
Lord.
Watching.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn.
Oh, poor baby. I got to hit the red button and give her a call real quick. Give her a warning about no,
well,
Lord.
Thank you so much. One of my mic.
Baby, one love, one mic, Lord Jesus. Oh, my girl. Did you hear that? Lord?
Yes, I did. Now, next up, Diva, we have my balladeer, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, and the brainchild, Tiffany. Hello, honey bunches. How are you?
Hey, what a sister.
Welcome to the
Lord. Hey, for real.
What a do, do, be, do, be, do. Shoo, do, 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 be, do, be, do. Hello, ladies. Hello, Love Zone ladies.
Who's in the erotic zone tonight, honey? Haven't you heard?
Excuse me. Yes, it is the erotic zone. I told you it was going to be there from the beginning. And it sure is.
Well,
you know
we're good. We're good. Hey. Yes. How are
hey,
you?
Shout out to you. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I just wanted to shout my brother out. He was on here with his major sexy voice on, doing his thing, his Spock thing, like, you know, in real, very, very smooth talking band metals. Salute to you, bro. He was like, oh, yes, I touch myself, but it's hard to do. I don't do it. I was like, oh, go ahead, bro. Represent.
Hell, have me behind the mute button answering questions and
I hope that my son has put me in the same nursing homes as you ladies. I'm trying to tell you. We won't be playing no checkers at all. The love. What y'all call it tonight? The erotica zone.
Yeah.
I love the ladies' pieces. I love your pieces.
Thank you.
They touched me in a way that I didn't want them to touch me because I got to get ready to go to work. I wear very tight
nothing
uniforms. Nothing like having a hard on at work. You know. I'm close to my coworkers, not that close. I don't like stimulation while I'm at work. You know, yes,
so
it's
healthy,
but not while I'm at work. Excuse me?
Put a smock
it's what?
On. You don't have a smock? You don't have a smock? You can put on over the other.
See.
Go down in the kitchen, in the cafeteria, and borrow an apron.
Yeah, that would make me stand out even more.
Oh,
you
no,
know,
never mind.
No pun intended.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
An apron on the unit. You know what I'm saying? Are you cooking? You know? Yeah. It's sausage.
I'm feeling all warm and something inside all over.
You know, I have that same feeling. I really do. I really do. I have that same feeling. You know, I wish I didn't have to go in tonight, you know what I'm saying, so I can enjoy that feeling. But it exists. I feel it, too. I'm not joking.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I should say poetic. He was poetic tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Vandal song right there, poetic.
Poetic. You know, if you listen, if you rewind the conversation, as poetic speaks, he speaks as if he's trying to hypnotize.
That
the way he punctuates the words and says things very calmly. He said, I do that. I don't like doing that. But when I do that, you know, and the repetition of the words, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful when you're listening to poetic.
Yeah, it's kind of a, it is. It is. It's kind of a,
he uses hypnosis.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah, it is kind of.
Well, Diva,
yeah.
Diva, it is time for you to ask him the question.
For real.
You ask me. I'm waiting.
Would you mind masturbating in front of your partner, or wouldn't you?
Would I mind masturbating in front of my partner? I would have to say no. No. Mm-mm.
No.
No. I've been waiting for my partner for maybe 2 days. And for her to arrive and for me to play with myself like I did yesterday was the purpose of her being there. You know, I'm not wasting my nut on myself.
Okay.
So no for me. I'm just serious.
Okay.
No. I want her,
okay,
not myself. I can have myself any day of the week. Today,
okay,
I want to be with her.
Okay.
Hey,
so, all right. I'm going to leave it at that. You know, I'm funny because I would like to see my partner do that in front of me, but I have, unlike poetic, I have a specific spot elsewhere where I want it to land.
Oh. What do you want something to land, you say?
I want it to be placed there, shot there, skeet there, whatever.
Oh,
whatever,
you
want to
be shot. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I'm you're understanding.
No,
you want to get it hit in the face? You know, facial? You know?
I could do a partial facial, but I have a different area that I like to do land.
Okay. And I can almost guess what that is, but I'm not going to do that here.
I bet you won't. I bet you can't.
No, I'm not. I didn't think I was going to talk this much. I really didn't think I was going to talk this much right now. But, yeah.
Right. Yeah. We ain't going to hold you because you got to go in to work. And we don't want you going across the street anymore. Stuck around you
already.
You already are.
The damage has been done. The damage has been done.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before you get going, can you please tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Hey, well, you know what? what we got going on the Epiphany Radio and at the Epiphany Radio. This coming Monday is a brand new program, a brand new show with a brand new host. Also welcoming Miss Jody McCann, a.k.a. Miss Rain, to Epiphany Radio with her brand new show, Raw with Rain. Looking forward to that. And it's going to be a beautiful event. I'm going to need y'all to tune in. And she has some, you know, surprises going down. It's going to be really nice. Once again, I'd like to welcome Rain to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Thank you for that.
Monday night.
Thank you for that.
Monday.
No, thank you. No, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
You're welcome, and thank you. And heads up, because Shemiga will be performing this piece. And this piece is entitled Fuck Myself. Fuck myself. Suck myself. Touch myself. Me. I, we. My precious wee-wee. I play with it while she, her, we. Stretch Armstrong myself. Strumming the veins on my ding-dong. Ding my ding-bong. Ding see. Hardening. Glistening. Shining from hobbit grease. Hug myself. Touch myself. Oh, my precious. Bong, bong, stretches. She finds it savage. Me, her, want to have it. Smeagol love. I touch myself from my Smeagol toes to my Smeagol nose and everything that's in between as she, female Smeagol, watches me. I call my name Smeagol. My precious, I answer me slowly while Smeagol gyrating, Smeagol balls dangling, Smeagol, me, Smeagol, Smeagol, feel like he becoming Gandalf, rescue me. Save me with your wizardry. She Smeagol now wanting me. Cause she hot from what she see. Watch. She Smeagol been watching. She Smeagol take late. Ooh. She too late. Cause me Smeagol already. Nothing. Cream. Say my name. Me, Smeagol, say my name. Me, Smeagol, say my name. My precious watches me, touching me self. Hobbits also watching in the forest, behind the trees. Smeagol see, and that Smeagol peace. This is very Spanish.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't. Smeagol. That was different, but that was awesome at the same time with your wee-wee.
Me, touch myself. Me, touch myself. Me, touch
That was okay.
You, I can laugh with y'all.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let me breathe. Oh, God. Lord. I loved it.
what I could hear over top of my laughing. I loved it, all of it. That was awesome. Thank you, Smeagol. Wow. In the fall,
I love it.
We welcome.
It's time to turn on the red light. We'll put you right in the shade in the love lounge, okay?
Yes, love.
You and me.
Yes, my love. My darling.
All right.
Thank you, Sugar.
Go in there and make sure Poetic Please doesn't distract Galinda too much. She still has work to do.
I'm not going nowhere near Poetic. He's hypnotizing people in the back room.
She's on your payroll.
Okay, money is money talks. Bullshit walks. much love, ladies. Y'all continue to have a beautiful show. Love you guys.
Diva, they, before we go into this next caller, want to do a station identification break because we haven't had one. We're supposed to do one at least one an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Since it was for real, this is for him.
Okay.
I just took my socks off.
I just took my socks off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Yeah.
we'll just keep this going. Next on the mic is King Atterbury. Hey, welcome to the Erotic Zone tonight. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Good. How are you?
I'm cooling the gang, that's all.
I hear it. I know that's right. We need something to cool us off after Smeagol.
I have to step into another zone on that.
It's all good. I think my diva has a question to ask you.
Yes. King Atterbury, would you perform self-love in front of your partner or not?
No doubt. No question about it. No, if we on that timeline like that, it's definitely going down.
Oh, that's what's up. No more far. He just came right in with it, no doubt. That's what's up. Okay.
Love
now. That's what's up. Now, Diva, I have a treat tonight. Since he didn't get a chance to read my piece that I sent to him Monday night, and I am anxious to hear this. So, Joel, whenever you're ready, it's yours.
You want me to spit the piece I wrote tonight or that other piece?
Oh, you can do, whatever piece you want to do. That's up to you.
Okay, I'll call back in and do the other one. We're gonna play as we lay right now.
Ooh. I like that. All right, well, the mic is yours.
And that's the title of this piece. Okay. Whether it's after the love or before the intimacy, and she is touching herself, I stroke my dick gently. This is that freaky sugar love that comes from out the cut. Her head laying across my upper leg, but not the suck. Looking me in my eyes, giving me signs that she is pleased. Open in ecstasy about the foreplay of our need. I like the kiss she gave my leg as she cuffing on my balls. My soldier standing tall as we finger in a hall. Rubbing against her walls as I point tips to her face. She gave a peck and she said, hold it tight so she can taste. My heart starting to race as she watch and join time. Moments about to climb the highest drive to give her mind. As she receives a drink from King from his royalty string, almost lost my whole mind in this reality scene. This fiend might be extreme, like a pornographic screen, but as we play, as we lay, it's just a queen and a king. King.
Oh, man.
Oh, definitely.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yes.
I like your soldier accent. Okay.
Yes. I like it when he says, so she can taste. That was my part right there. Oh, Deepa, you did this tonight, and I'm glad you did.
Well,
I had to step out of my comfort zone for you ladies tonight. You know.
Oh, well.
Bring the old king.
That's all right. It's all right. Guess what? He stays here because this is still the love song. He stays here.
Hey,
it's
all love.
That's what's up. Wow.
So, King, what you got going on, babe? What you got going on?
Well, this Thursday we have a special show at 8:30 on the Facebook Poetry Corner forum. And also can be on the Let's Channel, Let's Talk channel on YouTube. So that's at 8:30. And then the following Tuesday is the regular timing of the Poetry Corner show at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Where come on down and get funky. You know what I'm saying? Rock it out. Build the bridge and come on in. You know?
All right.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we are looking forward to your. We're going to look forward to your second piece coming out.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, you want me to spit that now or come back in?
You can.
I'll lay it out right now. This is a piece by Donnell called "Beautiful Colors."
Mike is yours.
Why do they always take our beautiful colors and paint the ground, influencing them and leading them astray because they can't break us open or down? Because we don't break. And the most beautiful colors of all, the new ones that we create. They target it, those most of all, bring tears to our eyes, trying to keep us from seeing the sun come up by, trying to keep us from seeing our sons come up. They fear is the paintbrush. For their canvas of hate and red. Red is their favorite color they use to paint over their ugly, envying green. They think that is great. A great accomplishment, once again. Standing back, marveling at the massacres that they make for centuries. They've taken us, tried to change us, tried to get rid of us, even act as though we don't exist. It's all failed. Well, I'm here to tell you, things have changed. The winds of power have shifted in our direction, and rightfully so. We have to believe it too. So be afraid. Be very afraid. We are awake. See, I know you can feel defeat, feeling the atmosphere as the universe is bringing balance in this change. And we are now starting to taste victory in your tears too. So black man, black child, black woman, stand up. The time is now. We are rising up. We know what we have to do, and that's that peace.
You did it.
That's what's up. Oh, man. You know what? That's one of my favorite pieces from Danielle.
Yeah, when your piece is dope, I hope I did a good job fitting it.
You did an amazing job. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I gave that one to you. Yes. Oh, man.
I am
that one.
Well, Joe, King Adam.
Yeah, I appreciate what y'all got going on over here, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to come through.
Hey. You feel that same way about this show?
Absolutely.
So now, King Atterbury, it is time for me to turn on your red light, get your favorite libation, and send you in to the Love Lounge to your shade. All right. One love, one mic. All right.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Oh, wait, Diva.
Yes, I'm glad I gave him that to you.
I got to do this. Diva, my diva.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 after 10. We are in our second hour of the show, and it's going strong. So if you're listening online, make sure you call in before 10:59, or the Blog Talk Lady will cut you off. And you know as well as I do, Diva, she has no filter. Just cut you
off. No chill. Okay.
So y'all, look, y'all call in. That's right. The dollar number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1 because we really want to know, would you? I know I want to know. Diva, we had a poetic. Yeah. We had a for real. And we had a king, and now the storm is coming. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Erotic Zone. How are you, Gina?
Happy Wednesday, y'all. Hey, ladies.
Happy Wednesday. Hey.
Hello. How are you?
Y'all doing the most. Oh, my goodness. I look, it was one of those things, like, even when you know what the topic is, you still have to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, then I realized there was a lot of masculine energy. So besides the two of you spitting your pieces as the host, there were no more women. So I'm just glad it's my go.
That's all right. We got enough feminine energy between us for the whole show. So whose turn is it to ask the question, Diva? Is it my turn or your turn?
It's yours, dear.
All right, Gina,
yes.
We want to know, would you masturbate in front of your partner?
Absolutely, and not just because I would, but because I have. Sometimes we have a reference for something, you're like, oh, yeah, absolutely, I've done it before, and I'll do it again. It's one of those situations to where sometimes you don't even realize it, that you're an exhibitionist, you're in a relationship with a voyeur, and the two of you balance each other completely. So sexually, this is a win-win. Yeah, that part.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig that.
I like.
Well, I'm yet to experience, but what did you, I know you're going to bring a freestyle for us to listen to. So, Gina Storm, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I'm going to title my freestyle tonight, You Can Watch. I had something crazy going on with my body. See, I'm on the other side of 50. So there hadn't been a woman in my life who previously went through menopause naturally. Everybody had something removed that no longer made the cycle a possibility. So for me, this is organic, and nobody had a reference. So I had to just find my own way through. And I assure you that I thought I was broken. I was feeling amorous, yet there was nothing that I could do. I'm talking about no amount of friction or stroking. No toys could be used. There was no song I could listen to. Something was missing, and I didn't know what it was. And then I had to remember, oh, God, I like to be watched. So you can watch was what I said to my friend. He said, I'm sorry, can you say that again? I said, I'd like to put a show on for you if you don't mind. See, it's one of those things that goes, like when you have a highlight reel of some of the best sex that you've ever had before, and this person knows your body inside and out and exactly what to do to make you feel like a woman all over again. See, I had tried with my shower head. I did everything that I do previously, and yet my body was failing me, and I thought that she no longer was feeling me. There had always been a time in my life when I could just get right without any conjuring. There was no libation. I wasn't even on High Island. I literally could not get to where I needed to go. Then I was having a conversation with him that wasn't even sexual, and I realized that my kitten was purring loudly, and I could hear her, and I figured he could see the look on my face and could hear her too. So he laughed, and he said, what's going on? And I said, I kind of like to put on a show for you. So I did immediately. I placed the heels of my feet on the arm of my couch, and I put a pillow under my ass. I raised my hips, and I decided that I would elongate my orgasm by cutting myself off right before I reached my peak, so to speak, and then I would eventually touch myself again slowly until I realized that I was feeling like a woman, excited from the inside out, holy. And I think most of that excitement came from the fact that I knew he was watching me. He would give me instructions, and I would do what he said immediately. And before you know it, I could hardly breathe. My heart was beating in my eardrums, and I felt like it was deafening. And I had to tell him, I'm sorry, baby, I can't hold it any longer. I said, go ahead, you can come. And I felt like for the first time in a long time, my body was open and receptive to what I was telling her to do. But it wasn't so much me. The fact that he was watching made her be able to do what she needed to do. And for that, I'm grateful. In peace.
All right, exhibitionist. I guess we all
want to
do this in front of our partner, so that does make us an exhibitionist. I've always known I've been one because I like to be watched. I love to be watched. I love that eye contact.
I found one time when I saw myself in the mirror, I was thinking, "Ooh, you go, girl," to myself. So that was my introduction to. You might like this. Yeah, I do. I do. I like it a lot.
Right. All right now.
Love this lady so much. I can't wait to see the rest of the women that come through and give the men a run for their money. But I've enjoyed this immensely. Thank you for the opportunity. One love, one mic.
No problem.
One love, one mic.
One love. All right. Ooh-wee. Oh,
right. Yeah.
This is next on the mic. It's our New York John.
I'm almost afraid for you to open his mic.
Romantic. I know. He's my favorite romantic. Mojave, welcome to the erotic zone. How are you tonight?
Hey, Javi.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Hold on for 1 second. I'm going to mute myself for 1 second. Hold on.
This man. I think he puts all the hosts on hold. He got so much going on all the time, all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. Every time I swear. I'm curious, so I've got to hear this piece. But goodness.
I'm sorry. I was doing like quadruple duty.
Yeah.
So as it stands right now, but one more second.
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
He's a mess. I swear he's the only one who gets away with this.
I know, right? He's the Iron Man himself.
Yes, indeed. All that stuff going on. We got 1,000
I'm sorry.
Shows.
Yes.
Oh, well, my bad.
Hi. You good
yeah.
now?
Hey. Hey, ladies. Hey. How are you? How are you going on? What's happening? Okay, so let me answer the question. Get out of the way.
Okay.
I'm being driven crazy right now. Between this fly and this 8-year-old, I don't know who's going to die first. But that's the
awesome.
Last point.
All right. Well, Mojave.
It's your turn.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Would you?
Would I what?
Would you masturbate in front of your partner?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Okay.
Y'all be acting like that's a hard thing to do. Oh, come on now. That's not so hard.
You know what? But you want to know something? It's not that it's hard to do. What happens is it's always, sometimes, moreover, it's always the man. It's like trying to get through a clip of pornography or whatever, one is going to jump on somebody. And you just try to sit there and do it or in front of them, and you're feeling all sexy, and all of a sudden somebody's jumping. You just never finish. You just like to finish, start to finish. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I see it.
Okay. I understand. I understand. However, my perspective is that if you have enough trust in a relationship, actually seeing your partner masturbate can be one of the things that can actually turn you on, that you can actually sit there and watch your partner and be titillated by their actions in order for you to actually begin. It's a part of foreplay. It's one of those things that get you warmed up, especially if that person is showing you, say, see what I do, I need you to do this to me, or something similar. One of the most erotic and sensual things a woman can do to a man is show him exactly how to please her in every way. And if that consists of him sitting back and watching her put herself through the amount of touching and things that needs to happen, those things are actually quite interesting and beautiful. So, yeah, why not?
That's wonderful.
Why come not?
Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you one thing. Would you do it in front of your partner and finish in front of her without having her touch you?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Depending on whomever I would have as a partner probably wouldn't even let me get to that point. So, I don't know.
Probably not.
You can attempt. You can make an attempt, but you know, some people they wait till you get to the point, and then they just attack you. Like, yeah, take that. Take that. Get it.
Okay,
oh,
tell me something. One more thing,
okay.
Because Poetic mentioned earlier that he would do it if it ended in a facial. Now, do you have a preference for where you would like yours to land?
All right. Listen, when you say, do I have a preference? Right.
Yeah.
That's
like
asking somebody. That's like asking somebody. Be like, listen. Do you eat fried chicken or watermelon? I sure do. Preference. Preference.
Okay.
Well,
oh my God.
Black people say, hey, all I gotta do is stay black and die. Preference. Preference, man. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. If you gonna ask, you gonna get some answers. But more importantly, not just the answers. Listen. Sometimes you ain't got no choice in the matter. sometimes you could think you're going someplace and somebody else be like, nah.
Right.
You know, you thought it was going there, and I kindly removed it from the space that it was going to occupy, if you understand what I'm saying. And that can happen in a few ways, you know. Internal space is internal space. Internal space happens to be. And it all depends on the person. Because sometimes people don't like to see things go to waste. They don't want to see it go to waste. Some people have a thing about, they like, Hostess. You know, they like Twinkies. Cream filling.
All right, one last question.
Need their protein. Some people need protein. They need it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But let me ask you this one last question. You were eating shit off in front of her, and she wanted you to finish on her breath. Would you try to do that or go to place wherever it is that she wanted to lay it?
No, ladies' choice. Some women are spunk champions. They like to spunk wherever they want to put it. You just have to oblige. Why would you care? You're letting the spunk go. It doesn't matter what happens to it after it goes out. You can't control where it's going. You can't tell it where it's about. Hey, you, I want you to go this way. Your body can look at you and be like, yeah, right. Never. We're going where we want to go, and it's just going to come out, you know. And depending on what it is, so if that's what they wanted, that's what you should oblige. You never know what might happen. See, y'all gonna make me ask y'all questions because y'all wild.
Well, ask away then. You can answer questions.
Oh.
Oh man, I'm just saying because y'all. I'm gonna mess up. Where do y'all want to put it? Won't you tell
I like
me
it on
where
my boobs.
Do you want me to put it?
I don't mind the facial, but I like it on my boob.
Okay.
It's not what not. That's what I got to say.
That's what you're going to say? Mm-hmm. See, VIP
you
people
call
are
all
going
the CSI units you want, honey, but you will not get caught.
That's what I'm just trying to tell you. Sometimes you got to make the evidence disappear.
Yeah. You're right about that.
You know what?
You're right about that.
I mean, I'm glad we're laughing. But I like this discussion because no one's coming in rough and I'm going to do this, do that. Don't come in rough. I mean, this is a great conversation, and the pieces that are following the conversation, they're so. Hey, Diane.
You can't. Listen. You got to be tender out in this piece. Don't be out here being a savage barbarian. You know. Sometimes you got to be a caveman, but you got to wait for the caveman. You got to, get up in there.
You got to be tender.
You got to be tender. And aftercare is important. And, if you're going to be a little crazy, get your safe words, do your stuff, slap it behind parts, squeeze, a little choky-choky, a little smoky-choky, never hurt nobody. Just make sure that you know what you're doing before you do it. Aftercare is important. Kiss and cuddle. It's all good stuff.
That part.
Rub the booty. Booty are so underrated. They're just underrated.
Mojave.
Rub the booty. Gentlemen, rub the booty.
Mojave.
Yes, VIP. Yes, yes.
Time,
VIP, yes.
It's time.
Yes.
VIP. I want to hear the juicy
pieces.
Yes.
Yes.
Please,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Ooh.
All right, Holly, the mic is yours.
Yo, I don't know what it is. Y'all be having me cut up. I don't know. Yeah, I got to stop with y'all.
I'll cut up too much.
Yeah, and y'all not cut up, it's just the way it is right now. Anyway, you ready?
The mic is yours.
All right. I know what it feels like to be helpless, unable to help yourself, crippled, fetal position, toes twisted, frozen foobar, fleshy wet appendage with directive of pleasure, taking from me all that would make me male. Not much man. The way I moaned, squealed as you squeeze, grunts pushing air from my diaphragm, your mouth of war, more vigilant and disturbing than peace, breaking me into pieces, shattered through your passion, refashions I run within these sheets. Lost in a moment, I cannot tell you time, nor where I am, nor what was my name. Again, again, again. Somnus, hypnos, and tutu all come to claim my consciousness, ready to paint my eyelids with the sand that sleep brings, after extracting the milk of life seeping from the side of your lips, swallowed hungrily, licking your palms like a kitten, licks paws, weakening me, helpless, enthralled, appalled, because you caused an easy action, the satisfaction it brings, the power of your tongue, no words spoken, actions louder than nerve endings, electric conducted, tasted, and tased through your animation, I am suspended, phantom zone, kryptonite, Achilles heel, stop, I beg, plead and falls on deaf tongue that speaks to obelisk as Isis collects her all-source pieces, putting back what was torn asunder, quietly restoring my thunder, the same worn cavern that stole seed wet restores, blood rushing like sweat, pulling back wood, stockpile high, flickering flame of tongue, and the wood burns. Just for you to say, with a gleam in your eye, it's your turn. Poem.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I just got a hot flash.
Child, man, no hot flash, but I'm hot. That's for sure.
I had something run all through me a minute.
Good. I am picking up everybody's energy tonight. I'm telling y'all now, and it's just doing something to me. It's good energy, though, but it's just making me feel a certain kind of way. Oh, Lord.
I can
you already know. Oh, my God.
Well, Mojave, it was juicy, delicious, delectable, delightful. I can't go no further.
Water is.
I can't. I just can't. So, Mojave, I'm going to turn on the red light and slide you in into the love lounge. It's your favorite.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You're going to slide me in or slide me up in? Which one is it? How you wanna do this, VIP?
What
better way
you know when you say something crazy, VIP, you can hear her make a face. You can hear the old face like wait a minute. Hold on for a second. Yo, VIP. VIP, do you make faces when you come?
Oh, God.
I don't know what.
That's it.
Has anybody seen me?
Over there.
You know.
Send him over there. Oh, Lord. And you going to indulge
me? Thanks, Ivy.
Oh, God. Lord.
All right. One love, one mic. Thank you, Hal.
One love,
one
mic.
Lord, have mercy.
He is a hot mess. I'm telling you,
yes, he is.
Girl.
We love him.
Yes. Okay, Diva.
Yes.
One more for the evening.
Thank you. This is Epiphany Radio.
All right. Diva.
Oh.
All right. Next on the mic, we have area code 484. And who's on the mic? Welcome to the Erotic Zone. Hello. Yes, who do we have on the mic?
Blaze.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
This is none other than Blaze.
Hey,
what's going on with y'all? What's good?
Hey.
What you love? Welcome to the Erotic Zone.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How you been?
Hi, sir. I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm kind of like this to a few people. And this platform is that tonight, I suppose.
Yeah, it's that.
It's that.
So, we're
just
having fun.
Yeah.
It's
your
turn.
Okay,
yes,
Blaze, you ready for the question?
I'm ready for the questions if you're ready for the answers.
I'm ready. All right. Would you masturbate in front of your partner?
That's been done. Yes.
Okay, so you would do it again?
Almost definitely.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Okay. Find it everybody. Nobody really has a problem with doing it. I think we had one caller that said no. But other than that, everybody nobody was really inhibited, or they just released their inhibition. That's what's up. Now,
yeah.
Please, God.
Yes, ma'am.
We want to know,
mm-hmm,
what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I got a piece called I'm the Worst.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
You should let me kiss your mind and make unadulterated love to the innermost core of the soul of your heart. Better yet, let me guide the direction of your blood flow, confusing the mental wave patterns of your brainstem, causing your ventricles to quiver and your neck to become stiff, hair standing at attention so intensely that you'd almost feel half human, half porcupine. Imagine me dripping warm strawberry syrup onto your nipples and an ice-cold bottle of wine right in between your breasts, right before I take your silky, textured undergarments off . Brace yourself, for you're about to embrace this encounter of me slowly tasting that deliciously sweet Alfredo sauce between your legs. Hey, look directly into my eyes. I'm going to lick your earlobe and then use two tips to play with your two lips like tulips while firmly gripping your juicy peach, licking that strawberry syrup off of your nipples till my face is drenched from all that liquefied excitement. I know you want to say yes, but the thought of this after mathematical state of way beyond intense sensual enthrallment makes you want to say, no. Yet scared to express yourself either way, so you let whatever happen, having no control over the situation at hand, and at hand sit as you get ate by me without being shunned, got you pressed up against the wall, then slowly lifting you up to my face has become one with your Bermuda Triangle, as I make my tongue become your, and you, my puppeteer, touching wherever I want inside you, searching with tongue. Damn, girl. They're a pie. They're a pie. They're a pie. Therapy, because I am now your therapist, leaving other areas upset. They are pissed because they figured out that therapist broken off like I just broke you off is the rapist. Meant to lie. Makeshift mentally. But listen, I never meant to lie. But check, I wasn't going to warn you either. Talk with the words I spoke and how you went back to tell your folks that this boat will make your every thought choke, possibly croak, body drown as you lay afloat, leaving even your soul soaked. You were all of my channels, and I was your remote. And ultimately, when I poke, I do more than just dent insides. I ain't one of those wimpish guys that attempt to try to make your legs shake. I'm out here to fulfill my duties and make your spirit quake like the earth. And you don't really have to believe me, but it's evident that I came manufactured with an already built-in president since birth. In other words, I am the Pepsi to your Pop Rocks explosive. Mikey, since day one, I had your man looking to fight me, despite me. I mean, I'm likely a blessing and a curse. I've come to grips with this shit. You know that I'm the worst. Yeah, I'm the worst. And peace.
Whoa. All right. I'm going to tell you, I got stuck even near the beginning where you want to guide my blood flow. I'm like, well, what? Right now.
Yes, that part right there.
Said,
let me guide your blood flow. Yes.
Woo. Okay.
That was pretty hot. Well, I like that. Blaze, I might feel that line.
and the headstand on end.
I'm just giving you a heads up.
Wow. Well,
that was nice. That was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is time to lead you Love Lounge, and I'm gonna turn the red light on and give you your favorite libation, and sit you down in the shade so you can relax and listen to the rest of the show. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
One ma'am. Love, one mic.
One love, one
yes,
mic.
Ma'am.
Diva.
Ooh. Yeah. Girl.
Wow.
I like that. Let me guide your blood flow. That was pretty dope. Yeah, right there. Yes, I like that drawing. Who we got next on the mic?
All right. We have area code 314. Welcome to the Erotic Zone. You are with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, I am Red Dragon the Poet.
Hey.
Wow. Hey, Red Dragon. Goodness. Wow.
How you doing, ladies?
I'm glad. We're good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm stimulated. That's how I'm doing. I'm listening, and I'm very stimulated.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yes.
That,
and
you know what? I'm enjoying myself. I'm really happy.
Well, I'm glad you did. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I hope you're not going to be a stranger. You know,
oh, no, I do not plan on being a stranger. I'm strange, but I don't plan on being a stranger.
We all are, but that's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, I'll be,
Is it my turn to ask the question?
It's my turn.
Okay.
So, the dragon, would you masturbate in front of your partner?
Ooh. Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm thinking, it's one that comes to mind that, yeah, I would do that. Just to get off at his expression and this look on his face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow. I hear that.
I love that.
Let me ask you.
I gotta
question.
Join y'all with my 900 voice. Yeah.
That'll work. That'll work. I wanna ask you a question though.
Sure.
How are you with I know you said the expression and the look. What about the sound that he makes? Does that make a difference to you?
I think it's stimulating to hear a man moan, and to just hear him in pure ecstasy is a real turn on.
Yes,
it's empowering. It empowers my mojo for real.
Absolutely, absolutely. She's speaking my language. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
All right.
Yes. Well, the dragon. Yes. We are interested in what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Oh, I brought for you orgasm. Mm.
So whenever you're ready, the mic is
all right. Mentally stimulating, heightened sensations. Oh, the butterflies of anticipation. Our bodies intertwine like a strain of DNA, so deep inside, disrupting my feminine peace, going hoarse from screaming with primal delight. I don't care that you love her. You're in my bed, between my thighs, engorged with lust inside my sugar walls. Oh, please. Not yet. Don't bust. I want you to arch my back, flip me over, and glide like surfboards against sweat-cold skin, tantric breathing, our oppression away. Even if it's a lie for the night, tell me you'll stay. I want more for breakfast. Never came this way. That's the piece.
Nice.
Lord,
I want more. Wait, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to ask me myself.
And me too.
Man. What?
I'm like,
That last line right there, you know, that's something I used to say when I see, I'm greedy, and I like.
I am too.
I like to give you. It's just fun. No, I love to give that. And I would always say I want my breakfast, you know, even when he didn't feel like it, you know. So, full load, nigga, I'm hungry.
That's okay. He can eat this booty, for real.
I know that's right.
I got something. Yeah.
I
got one that likes to bite it, like to lick it, like to kiss it, like to be all up. And I ain't complaining at all.
Yeah, I know that's
I love that piece.
Damn.
I do
thank
too.
You.
That was
you
kind of
took me places. You kind of took me places. I'm going to tell you that right now. You took me places.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It was in honor of my very first one that I had not too long ago.
Okay.
All right.
That'll work.
Yeah, but the guy's an asshole, so I probably won't get that one.
Oh,
but it was
no.
good while it lasted.
Right.
I
thought that's right. Look,
I had him singing and dancing while he was there, so that's good for me. That's enough for my ego.
I hear that. Don't have no regrets, honey, because I sure don't. I only learned that. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. And like
you.
I said,
thank
please
you.
Do not be a stranger. Okay?
No, I will not. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take you over in the love lounge.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to turn the red light on, the blue light on, and the yellow light on. Damn. That was
yes.
Turn that black light on, baby.
Like,
turn the black light on.
Uh-oh.
That's what it is. For real.
Black light.
What's up? The black light.
Ooh.
All right, darling.
You ain't never
thank
fucked
so
good
much.
Until you fucked in the black light. For real. That's
all
that's
damn.
All okay. Right there. One mic, one love. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we
one
appreciate
love,
you.
Mike.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Sorry. I'll remember next time.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness,
wow.
Diva.
That was
Diva.
A treat. Wow. That was up. Okay. Well, Dragon.
Yo.
Only three is showing love.
Yo.
With that awesome
yes.
Mm-hmm. Diva, this was an amazing night.
Yes.
Goodness.
Yes, it is. It was very amazing, and I loved every minute of it.
As did I.
And you, hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank all of you. Yes, it is 10 of 11. Yes, it is. But I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. And normally, these kind of topics come from my, let's just say, partner in crime. But I just wanted to know about some stuff. And even though this is the love zone, it will continue to be the love zone. But just once in a while, we are going to teeter left. And we might fall into that hole. And now, as Red Dragon said, I'm about to turn that black light on. All right? So thank you all so much. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. And wear your masks, please. Please, please, because this is not over. People are dying, okay? So, and down here where I'm at in Florida, the hospitals are, they are overcrowded. And now they're making makeshift units. So, no joke. But anyway, God bless you guys, and thank you so much. Diva?
Well, Diva, I want to thank you for being an awesome co-host, an awesome host. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even have been brought into the love zone. So I appreciate that. I really, really do. And you do an awesome job each time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all the callers, all the poets that came in here and dropped them hot pieces. Them pieces was a hot tonight. Y'all was the point. Okay. I loved it. Okay. Yeah, they was killing me from beginning to end. My goodness. But I want to thank y'all and tell you I love you. And everybody out there, I want you to continue to love yourself if you don't get that good relationship going with yourself. If you got to get up in the morning and stop by the mirror when you go in the bathroom, do your business first thing, on the way out, just stop for a second, look at yourself in the mirror and say, good morning, beautiful. I love you. Have a great day. And just, you know, make it visit it too. Continue to respect and love one another. And yes, practice your social distancing because this thing is still out here attacking people. Okay. We all be very, very safe. And with that, I'm going to pick y'all out with a couple of songs. Anyway, I'm going to try this one first.
Oh, part of me wants a part of you, baby. You started it, now come and give me what I've been waiting on. Ooh, your lips are pressed against it, I can't resist you, don't you? Oh, don't you? Ooh, just come and get a bit closer. Take it all, baby, I need it. Answer, don't wait for no one, so come on now. Make it whatever you want, it's for night or forever right now. Tell me how I'll make you.
You got my heart skipping beat.
sheep. You're loving me so dumb, boy, so deep. You be freaking, 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 baby.
Things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. so the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last. I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, winter's cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my ship go down, tell me who will above. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that I'll be out of me. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.